And hello once again, this is Ted Hicks from Late Night Parents, broadcasting live from New York. And we want to welcome our listeners in the United States and abroad. And we do this every week with the trifecta. But it's not a trifecta this week.
It's a duo.
It's a duo. You know, it's okay to call it a duo. Let's not call it a duet.
It's a duo. Yeah, I'm not singing anything.
Right.
That's all right.
Richie V, how you doing?
I'm good. Teddy Ted, what's going on?
Nothing. To everyone who celebrates it, who has the ability to celebrate it. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Happy Mother's Day, all your mothers out there, and all those who act as mothers.
Yes, guardians.
Yep.
TTs and aunts and everyone and nanas and, you know, all the above.
All of them out there.
Everyone out there. And a special happy Mother's Day to Dr. Michelle, who's not here.
The missing part of our trio.
Yes. I'm probably going to get ripped because of this, because I called her this week to let her know that we were doing a show. And we didn't actually get a chance to talk. She was busy. Mm-hmm. So I called her during work, and I don't know if I doubt if I communicated it. So
she's not here.
No, she's not here, but she didn't plan to be here. Right. And that's what we were originally discussing.
I remember.
You know, not to be here or anything like that. But we are here. It's another week. Luckily, not a week in review. We really don't do week in reviews because... You ever think about it, Rich? Most of the stuff we talk about is current.
For the most part.
It just magically just hits the AP.
It hits the wire.
Yeah, it does. But I guess first things first, there's so many different things to talk about. I'll lead with this pause for the WannaCry ransomware. We saw something on Friday.
Boy, did we see something on Friday.
Yeah, we saw something. But it was funny because maybe not for you, or maybe for you, but not for me. It really didn't register for me because I saw it as something global.
Right. Right.
I didn't see it something domestically happening. And yes, proud to say, our show does get played in Australia and the UK, so I shouldn't think that way.
Right, but that's okay because it didn't strike the US nearly as much as it struck other places like Russia and Australia and United Kingdom.
Right. So I was seeing things...
Yet.
I was seeing things like, hey, you know, certain hospitals were being affected.
Right.
And the one thing I noticed was there were, you know, posts... stating if it's not an emergency, do not come to the hospital.
Right.
And I sat there. I was like, what in the world is going on? Because, you know, inside the U.S., we're caught up in this Trump mania, Trump nation, this everyday chaos.
Forgetting that everything else is the rest of the world has a whole lot of things going on besides Trump.
Yes. So we saw that. And... You know, the beautiful thing about it is you and I, we work together. We worked together for many years. We don't work on the same floor.
Right.
But I'm watching this on the web. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, this thing is... Because initially I said, oh, it's ransomware.
Right. Here it is again. We've heard about it many, many times especially over the last couple of years.
Right.
So we figure, all right, well, it's another attack. Okay, here we go.
And we've put several... post on Late Night Parents.
Yes, we have.
About ransomware.
Yep.
About how to deal with it, some signs, what to you know.
What to do, what not to do.
Yeah, kind of like you, just to set the expectations, but something like this happens, and it's, I heard it went up to 99 countries were affected.
Something to that effect, yeah. 99 countries, and the last number I saw was the initial 70,000 computers affected. And then that was like a day and a half, 2 days ago.
Right.
And they expect, you know, they had it under control. And there was an article, I believe it was a researcher in Great Britain,
22 years old.
the one that accidentally found out how to stop it.
Yes.
Yeah.
22 years old.
Yes.
22 years old. Isn't that something? Research and development. Yep. Goes in there, registers the domain, and I believe turns off the switch.
Something. It was something. I went into the code. There was something in the code.
Right. That was hot.
Let me just rechange this. Bloop, bloop. Turned it off. And that's it.
Rich, I don't know.
So now the first thing I have to. So we're hearing that this was initially spread or came from tools that the NSA was using for their
The Trove.
Purposes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now going back to when we had the Apple issue with the FBI.
Right.
And getting to the phone.
And right.
And I still stand by what I said back then. I believe that.
I want to stop you. I want to stop you right now. And I know I'm being rude.
That's all right. We have time.
You called out certain things when San Bernardino hit.
Mm-hmm.
You were dead on. And this was on the podcast, I think you called it out.
It's saved for perpetuity.
Yes. We can pull it up whenever and say, this is what Richie V said, you know, and the little snippet. But no, you were dead on. So continue.
I was going to say, so here we are. We discussed similar issues, like, all right, so if the FBI gets it and the government has control of it, fine, but then what happens if they lose it?
That's exactly where we were.
Yep.
It was on a Wednesday night. We were sitting talking about
652.
It. 652. It was around about 8:30 Eastern, at least a year or more ago.
Yep.
And we were talking about it, and you said, okay, but what happens if it's in the correct hands, and somehow it falls into the incorrect hands.
And
you
that's
said
what
it.
Happened.
You said it. Ding, 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 ding. You hit it. I'm telling you, dead on. So these tools were unleashed.
Unleashed, got into the wrong hands, and there it's out there. Now, this is another one of those cases, though. Even though this got out. The group released the hack, or don't even call it a hack. The group released the vulnerability, made a tool to affect the vulnerability, pushed it out there. But Microsoft had blocked this vulnerability back in March through Windows updates. So now those affected are those who are still running older versions of the Windows operating system, specifically like XP machines, because XP machines aren't getting any support at all anymore.
Right.
If you're running XP, you really, if this doesn't give you the incentive to get off of that operating system, nothing else will, because they're not supporting it anymore, meaning security updates, which are what the majority of your Windows updates are. The majority are security updates.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting security updates on your machine and it's on the internet, it is open to any and everything. You are one click away from losing it all.
And those security updates stopped in April of 2015?
15, yes. For Windows XP, yes.
That's scary.
And there are a lot of people still
That's
out there.
That's scary. And that people are still out there operating that version of Windows.
And then you got to add on the illegal, non-licensed copies.
Okay.
Which are in whatever mode so that they can't connect and get the Windows updates.
Right.
So if you got an illegal copy that can't get updates, you are just as vulnerable to this as anyone else.
So as I was driving home, I believe it was last night?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I was driving home last night. I heard on Bloomberg. Yeah, I do listen to Bloomberg.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's
good financial suggestions there.
However, once you hit, you become north of 40.
Yeah.
You kind of slow down a little bit on the hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I've embraced it. You know, once you've heard the same six songs of Spun through three different hip-hop stations.
In the rotation, and when you go from the three different stations, and when you hear the same song playing on two of them at the same time, you know it's a bad sign.
You know it's a bad song. So I was listening to Bloomberg. I was driving home.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard what was mentioned was Microsoft was stepping in to release updates for XP for this instance.
I did not hear that.
Only for this instance.
Wow.
Now, believe it that when this NSA, you know, when this hack happened, Microsoft released an update back in March.
Right. This was covered.
Since it's just in the wild, Microsoft is, it was stated, they released updates for XP.
Wow.
Something that's never done, but they know there's so many people, you know, not just people, but professional organizations
right.
that are still running the OS.
Right. Kudos to Microsoft on that one.
Yeah.
They didn't have to.
No, they didn't have to.
That's purely doing the right thing.
They definitely didn't have to.
So kudos to those guys.
Just to let you know, this Rich and Ted, we're talking about ransomware, and this is Late Night Parents. You can catch us on latenightparents.com and all the above. So is the threat over?
No.
The threat is not over.
For this specific violation?
WannaCry.
For WannaCry? No, it's not over.
It's not over.
WannaCry 2.0 is probably already...
Right, a new strain.
Being fixed.
Okay.
And being built, and will be out there. And then there'll be another one after that, and another, and another.
Okay.
Because let's face it, we've been facing malware and even ransomware. Ransomware, you can't call it new anymore.
It's
right?
not new.
3-4 years we've been seeing this?
Yes. And what was 15,000 incidents have turned into 350,000 incidents, right. which have turned into millions of incidents.
Right.
And we know from our professional careers how many different times we've seen it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So it's a good thing, but I'm wondering, you know, when IT organizations see things like this happening, and even though it's happening abroad, you have to prepare inside. You have to right. prepare within your organization on, hey, are you patched? Hey, let's see which machines aren't receiving the latest updates mm-hmm. and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So it's definitely an eye opener. You know, I mean, but I don't know. This type of stuff, it won't stop.
It won't stop. And you're exactly correct. It's the technical side of it, the patching, the licensing, the verifying which machines. But then there's the human intervention part, too. There's the training. There's the educating users not to click on
right.
that link, which that
right.
you know that person wouldn't send you an email that looks like that, or that person doesn't have a video of you, or that shipper really is not shipping anything to your address right now. You know it, but you clicked on it anyway.
So in our careers, we have – I mean, the one good thing is we are, for the most part, very proactive. And yep. regardless whether it's a professional or personal user base that we've dealt with, when you know we've educated folks so that when they do see something like this, it's to a point where they'll say, hey, let me send this to you. Does this look legit?
Yes.
And I said, okay, that's a big step.
That's a huge step.
Yes.
That they'll pause and think about it.
Yes.
And usually, if it makes you pause and think about it,
right.
it's probably not right.
Right. I was on the train, and I don't even know if I even want to talk about the Long Island Railroad.
That's a whole nother situation.
It's a bad taste. But it was, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the train, and someone sends me a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Text message says, hey, I got something from Apple regarding my Apple ID. I'm not sure. And I just said, stop.
Right.
Stop.
Do not open email. Do not click on anything.
Take a deep breath.
Right. Click delete.
I said, A, you can click delete. B, take a screenshot of the header and forward it on.
Right.
And I you know, we can tell you.
Right away.
What's the deal with it?
Yep.
So it's good because, like I said, people 5-10 years ago, if you used the terms phishing or farming,
they had no idea.
Ransomware and malware and yep. adware, they wouldn't know.
Right.
They wouldn't know. So kudos to some folks, and we hope this issue is totally resolved and, you know, as expeditiously as possible.
I mean, the only thing the biggest concern we have to worry about, and we'll always have to worry about, is that zero-day exploit
yes.
of this level that gets out there before the opportunity to patch is really made.
Right.
it's coming. It's going to happen. Hopefully it's not at this level where all kinds of data gets lost or potentially lost or destroyed. And again, also what we always preach, backups.
Backups.
Be it personal, be it corporate. Got to have backups. And that's
remind
at least three copies. Okay?
Tomorrow, remind me to get in contact with Acronis.
Acronis, yes. And see what kind of phone calls they've been getting.
Yes.
And thank yous for saving people's data.
Yes. Remind me, we got to get in contact with Acronis. A good friend of the show.
Yep.
And they get it. They get it because they simplified the backup process.
I've got a client, actually. I have to look at that product for them.
Okay. I think it would be great. I mean, I just... It's one of those products, Rich. You set it and forget it.
Right. That's what it has to be. That's what you need.
Set it and forget it. And enable the email option so that you can get whether or not the backup was a success
right.
or not.
Right. Perfect.
You can do a daily snapshot or up to an hourly snapshot.
Okay.
You know, but for the most part, it's good to have products like that. Because my brother-in-law called me last night. He called me and he said, Ted, my wife and I are watching this stuff on TV. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. And we thought of you.
Oh, okay.
And I said, okay, great. Wonderful. Yeah. So what do people do?
Right.
You know,
right. If they get caught, I tell people, say goodbye to that data.
Right.
Yes, I've heard mostly that people who do pay get their data back.
That's crazy.
That is. I mean, but I say, you know what? Unless there's something on there that absolutely you cannot, literally cannot live without.
Right.
Forget it.
Ah.
It's not worth it.
Rich, want to segue really quickly to, let's talk about ESPN.
The sports network?
The worldwide leader. ESPN. The worldwide leader. You know, as long as we've known through all these years, it was a behemoth.
Yes.
It was ESPN and everyone else.
And ESPN2.
Yes.
And three.
But it was kind of like there's ESPN.
Right, and there's everyone else.
And then there's everyone else. And then mm-hmm. I kind of feel, and you could say I'm wrong. You could say, Ted, no, you're spiraling out of control. It's okay. One hand, ESPN.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, BlackBerry.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Watch this.
I'm watching.
Watch this. The behemoth.
Yes.
You know, the big boy.
Yes.
The 800-pound gorilla in the room.
This too shall fall?
Before you know it, all these other providers and products
right.
are right. creeping up. Because ESPN was the sports network.
The sports network, yes.
And then you start hearing about the PAC network and CBS and mm-hmm. NBC and all, you know, other legacy sports networks, but that were nowhere near as big.
Right.
And you sit there and after a while you're just like, okay, there's other options.
Right.
Okay, there's people leaving ESPN. Well, how could they leave?
People being asked to leave ESPN. Or,
as lately, people being asked to leave.
But now, so interrupting you for a moment, because, I mean, we always know you're more the sports guy than I am, but this is also a technology kind of thing. So ESPN, the mm-hmm. big dog.
Right.
Everyone else, little pieces of the pie, little puppies.
Right.
Why do you think it is that this shift is happening? Because, like, we'll say the big three sports the big three networks and their sports division, CBS, NBC, ABC.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had sports divisions.
Yes.
But for some reason, ESPN was it because ESPN was willing to not only look at primetime sports, but all the sideline smaller sports that was able to drum up viewership over time. And that the big boys just said, all right, we'll let them do their little thing over there. And okay, they'll do some boxing too. Or they'll look at cricket that in the U.S. doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or why do you think this happened? Or is it more because now the availability of getting media everywhere, which makes it a larger factor for the primary networks?
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Number one, you look at these packages or these sports divisions. I won't answer your question first. Sorry. I just want to throw this to you as, you know, everyone's offering skinny bundles, right?
Yes, now, yes.
But if you want NBC Sports Network,
right,
you have to take MSNBC.
Right.
NBC NCNBC.
Family. NBC Family.
You know?
Right. The network.
Right. The network.
Right.
So regardless, you know, what sports package you want to grab, there's these ancillary type stations
that
you
there.
Must take along.
Right.
So there is no, you know, true skinny bundle.
Right. There's no true a la carte.
No. There's no, hey, I'm just going to sit here and check. I want this. I want that. I want that.
Right.
Dim sum.
Right.
You know, I this is what I want. Right. Hey, we go to Chinatown.
Absolutely.
And we talk about dim sum.
We're due for dim sum, too.
Yes, we are. So let me get back to your question is, the fact of the matter is you look at ESPN and you look at the amount of money they've invested into the NFL and the NBA. 9 years, $24 billion in the NBA.
Billion.
They're paying, I don't know, close $2 billion or $2.5 billion to air Monday Night Football.
For how many years?
A lot of these contracts come to a close in 2021.
Okay. We're still 4 years out.
Yeah. So I think that's a big part of it. Number two, you have the ease of how information is being provided.
Mm-hmm.
I know a big thing that hurts ESPN is that if you look at your cable bill, if it's itemized, I think it's $7 and 24 cents a month.
You mentioned that about 2 weeks ago, and I went. It was, and it doesn't show directly on the bill, but when I go online to look at the real breakdown, sure enough,
you see it.
Among other things. But yeah, there it is, like $7.95.
Yes,
I was like, huh, look at that.
You said Ted knows what he's talking about.
We always know. That. We know this. Never a doubt about
but
that.
But you look at the subscription costs, and you look at. Overall, in the last 5 years, they've lost 12 million subscribers.
Right. That's big.
12 million.
Yeah, that's big.
Do the math. 12 million times...
Times 795.
Times 795.
Right.
And hence the reason why, if you look at it now, I mean, because for me, ESPN was always to the point of, you can go to the main ESPN landing page.
Mm-hmm.
You can click around, and hey, you want ESPN Boston?
Mm-hmm.
You want ESPN Dallas?
Okay.
You want ESPN New York,
okay.
You'll have something catered towards that large sports market.
Okay.
But I think another thing that they've noticed, what, you know, a lot of people get is, if I'm in New York, guess what? Rich, I want to hear local New York sports. I want to hear the announcers rip apart the Mets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I'm in Chicago, I want to hear about the Cubs.
Right.
Boston, I want to hear about the Red Sox or the Boston Bruins. I don't want to hear this general national type
overview.
And hey, we're briefly going to touch upon this,
especially if I'm paying an extra $8 a month for it.
I'm paying $8 a month for this,
right?
I mean, come on. I want my local broadcaster to sit there. And, you know, just as they're going to have the local player in front of them interviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, right. just that's that it.
Makes total sense.
So you got the subscribers going bye-bye. You got these costs of these contracts, Rich, to air these games. You've got all these digital companies, you know, the primary Google and Amazon that are creeping up.
Getting a piece of it.
They've got a huge overhead, and the one thing that, you know, a lot of people do touch upon, they're attached to Disney.
That's true.
Disney's into making money.
This is true.
Unless you're Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you're Finding Nemo.
Right. Right. You're something like that, Rich, then, you know, you got to think about it. So I think we're going to see more and more of this. It's just scary because of how they've gutted their staff over there. And they've basically given up on hockey.
Really?
And soccer.
But those were never big U.S. markets anyway.
No. But they were global.
But they were global. Yeah, they're global markets. But like you just said, they're looking, it's Disney.
Yes.
If it's not making money and if it can't bring in the advertising dollar.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
So for the first time, as long as I can remember, ESPN, their daily baseball show will be outsourced from the MLB network. They gutted their staff.
Wow. For baseball.
For baseball.
I see, that's a hard one to swallow.
For baseball. So what's produced over at the MLB network, Intentional Talk, is going to be aired on ESPN.
So, you know, maybe you just hit on something that may be part of their grand plan.
Okay.
Instead of producing all the content themselves, since there are so many other smaller productions out there.
Right.
Start just hiring those.
Yeah.
Start licensing those. Yeah. You don't have to produce it. The other party's happy because they get the exposure that ESPN gives them. They don't have the cost. They can still get the advertising dollar because they're still putting it out there and people are watching.
Right.
Maybe you're hitting on something. Maybe that's part of their plan. Cut back.
I just thought it's crazy because I've never seen it. And I don't believe you've ever seen something like this because they're the worldwide leader.
Right. It's ESPN.
You know, but hey.
But so was BlackBerry.
Right. So was BlackBerry. BlackBerry was the biggest thing around. The only game in town. And guess what? They got caught with their feet up on the table.
Yep.
And they got knocked over. And BlackBerry is
that
RIM.
That was it.
Or BlackBerry became RIM, which became BlackBerry. Right. And which became a mess. Which
is now Android.
Which is now Android. Oh, my goodness. So this is Late Night Parents, and I guess we can talk about 13 Reasons Why.
I started watching that after our conversation with Hakeem Rahim last week. Interesting show. Well, not exactly the demographic for it, but that's okay. I'm halfway through. I think I'm episode 6, so I'm deep in the middle of the show. Good show.
Is it something I should watch with my teen daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. You're not an isolated parent, so nothing that happens on there is going to surprise you. It's a fictional story, but nothing that they depict will surprise you as far as what they're putting forth as the high school experience.
Okay.
It may bring you to ask the question, is this kind of stuff happening at your school? And there's no reason to think it's not, because nothing seems to be all out of the picture there. You should watch.
Okay.
Or discuss it with her, watch it with her, recommend it to her maybe. Good show, though. It'll make some parents think more than others.
Is it something that if my child is watching by herself or by himself, should I be really concerned about?
Not from what I've seen yet.
Okay.
The caveat to that would be unless the child is going through something similar.
Okay.
And then, I mean, you would hope that either maybe it then would get the child to speak. Well, I would say with their friends, but at the point I'm at in the show, they wouldn't want to speak to their friends.
Okay.
But maybe make them want to speak to a counselor or speak with a parent. It may give them a little more incentive. But again, I'm only halfway through, so I don't know. I know there's going to be some twists and turns that are coming out in the storyline.
Is Netflix sensationalizing suicide, rape with this show?
Not from what I've seen.
Okay.
It's an interesting concept. I'm not going to give anything away to the listeners who may have not seen any of it.
Okay.
But they haven't sensationalized anything. I mean, you're getting all sides of the story, the parents' perspective, all the different friends' perspective. That's really what the story is about. It's the young lady leaves some tapes behind for all of her, for a number of her associates. Some are friends, some clearly are not, and letting them know what their involvement was and the reasons why she committed suicide. And then you're just getting all the stories. How much of it is true or not is yet to be decided, again, from where I am in the story. But it doesn't seem to be sensationalizing anything. And, you know, we don't even at this point know, like, how it was done. You have a hint of one possibility, but they're not going into that side of it at all.
Okay. And I bring this up because I believe it was last week. Yeah, I was out. I didn't attend last week's show, but last week I received a note from the archdiocese of my son's school.
Okay.
And the note talked about a couple of things, but it wanted to talk about, and this is all before this recent incident with the young 8-year-old student being bullied and, you know, committing suicide.
Yes.
So it was basically from the archdiocese of my son's school, and he was talking about 13's reasons why.
Okay.
To be aware, parents, you've got to be in the know.
Right.
And this is what's being streamed by, you know, some of the teens on Netflix and, you know, so they offered some tips through the JedFoundation.org. For those that are in need, the number is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. If you go to that website and you type in 13's reasons why, talking points will basically help you out for someone who's, you know, struggling with thoughts of suicide. I will leave it right there because I do want to get into the show and I don't want to misspeak without seeing it. I guess we'll segue real quick to Rich. What are some of the things you're streaming right now?
You know, I'm actually in a streaming glut right now. I am doing 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
I kind of dropped Iron Fist. I was looking at that.
Why did you drop it?
No, I can't tell you exactly because I'm enjoying the show.
Okay.
I'm maybe 5 episodes in, so things are getting good.
Okay.
But it's not giving me exactly like the old comic book storyline.
Got you.
So I think that's why.
I think that's what some of these shows, what they lack is they're taking pieces from different stories, the different comic books, blending them together, and it's somewhere down the line, the translation gets lost.
Right. Like Power Man. Thoroughly enjoyed that.
Okay.
And that didn't follow a storyline either.
Right.
But the telling of that tale as they presented it was better than, I found more enjoyable than what I was getting with Iron Fist. But I still do plan on going back to Iron Fist.
Okay. What else?
What about you? What are you streaming these days?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'm streaming right now. And one of them is, okay, so here's how I stream current shows versus archive shows.
Okay.
So before we even get started, Game of Thrones and Walking Dead are off.
Still no Game of Thrones.
Still no Game of Thrones. Still no Walking Dead. But I will, you know, I have binged Fear the Walking Dead. Great show.
Now, I am a season and a half behind on that. But yes, great show.
Excellent. Yes. And I, you know, here's my problem. There's a huge fear for me because when you find out you're 70 episodes behind, you're like,
I'll never catch up.
I don't have 70 hours to dedicate to this.
But you do. If you now see, you've gone over the edge though. So now you enjoy Fear the Walking Dead.
I enjoy Fear the Walking Dead.
Walking Dead is twice that.
Really? But like I said,
once again,
what, 60 episodes behind?
Is it that few? Yeah. I was counting.
So there's a couple of things. Current show that I'm binging, because I don't watch it live, is The Designated Survivor.
I've heard that's pretty good.
That is a good show. I watched that.
Okay.
Also, the CW shows, Watch The Flash.
See, The Flash. I was going to bring up The Flash after you.
Yes. Legends of Tomorrow. Two seasons of that. I've binged that. The Flash is 3 seasons, all up to date.
Okay.
So those are like the current hot shows. Something I started watching last night, the TV show.
Which?
Version of Dear White People.
You know, I was going to start watching that. That's on my list.
30-minute episodes.
Now it's even more on my list.
33-minute episodes.
Okay.
So, if you think about it, most of these network-based shows are 41 to 42 minutes, 44 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. So, this is a true 33-minute show.
Okay.
Of course, this Netflix, 10 episodes, no commercials or anything else like that.
In and out.
In and out. Enough.
Good.
Boom.
Okay. I will add that to my list.
I'm binging Billions.
Okay.
I'm on the 4th episode of season 1. Two seasons, 12 episodes per season.
Yep.
Binging that. And I was preparing to start binging Marco Polo.
Oh, that's a pretty good show. Now they've canceled that.
They've canceled it. So I cheated.
Two seasons?
Yes. Yeah. Two seasons.
Go through that.
Okay.
That was a good show.
Two seasons, 10 episodes.
Yep.
You know, per season.
Yep.
I started watching it. I cheated. I went to Wikipedia to say, did the third season, was the third season greenlighted? And I saw that it wasn't.
No.
And I stopped.
I understand. But pick it up, finish it.
Okay.
At least it ends on a definitive note.
Okay.
So they don't leave you hanging by not going for the third season.
Okay.
Peaky Blinders. That's one you should watch.
Yeah. What's that?
Peaky Blinders it's a kind of a combination of Sons of Anarchy meets 1915 London.
Really?
Yeah. Sounds a little crazy, but it's about a gang in London. No motorcycles.
Okay.
And same thing, young guy is the leader of it. He's got his family around him, and he's trying to do the right thing, almost kind of like a Godfather type thing, trying to get out, trying to do the right things for the family, and just the shenanigans that happened along the way.
Okay.
Three seasons, like 8 or 9 episodes per
season. What's the length of each episode?
They are 45 to an hour.
Do you notice like some shows will give you that true hour?
That's how you can tell when it was developed truly for streaming or for a Netflix or whatever production company. No commercials.
It'll give you that true hour. And you're like, wow, okay.
Yep.
10 to 12 minutes of additional content per episode. And you're like, hey, that's great. That's like, good. You know, 2 extra episodes.
Exactly. 13 Reasons Why. It's full hour episodes.
Right. Wow. All right. I mean, that gives me a little something. Wanted to get your thoughts on, I mean, we talked a little with education. We talked some tech. We talked some sports. Per se, we haven't talked any specific product reviews. But I wanted to get your take on Sinclair Broadcast Group. I've been hot on this. And you're giving me that crazed look.
I'm making it look like. Okay.
Sinclair Broadcast Group. They did something totally the opposite. And it's going to make you think.
Okay.
What they did was, what was talked about was the fact that they purchased or they acquired the Tribune.
The news company.
Yes, the news company and all their stations.
Okay.
So these are over-the-air stations, You know, kind of like that legacy TV.
Right, right.
You know, everyone's talking about cable. They're talking about legacy.
Yeah, there were
local
small TV.
Local stations.
Channel 21s,
yes,
and Channel 47s.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yep, yep.
And now, with our president weakening some of the regulations, this one company owns 233 channels in all the major markets. So the question is, will they make, what's going to be their next play? Because, like, you hear Sinclair, and you're like, I think I've heard about that. And I've been studying it because, as you know, I'm an avid wrestling fan.
Yep, yep.
So they syndicate the show Ring of Honor, which is a third party. You know, well, you have the WWE, which is the behemoth.
Right.
But then you have the second and third tier organizations. Sinclair is the owner of one of those organizations. And the question becomes, okay, why is this lucrative? Why are we talking about it? Because cable shows need to license content and or, you know, for commercials. Stations like, I mean, companies like Sinclair are making a killing because of the local stuff they do, and that the, you know, the big cable stations want a piece of it.
Right. So I guess that's where they're making the big cable stations are willing to pick them up and pay whatever amount they're asking. So it's less of an advertising deal and more a distribution deal that they make the money from.
Total. Because, you know, I would say over the last 3 years, everyone's been talking about, you know, a digital show, a digital this, you know, but they are the holder of, hey, you want to come into a local studio? It's kind of like, hey, Rich, we can podcast, you know, I can be at my house or you can be at your house, or you can go to a physical studio.
Right.
They hold on to having that physical studio.
So they're doing a step up from public access.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Sinclair is, you know, going to be like the WGN.
Right, right.
You know, so question is, or the question came out, will they be a player when either A, Bill O'Reilly comes off the bench, B, when these next round of sports contracts come up for bid?
Right.
You know, you have to look at it. Or do they, you know, they're already a conservative station. Do they challenge Fox News?
I would say that all matters. One, again, it gets back to distribution and getting in front of people's faces.
Right.
So if they can do that in conjunction with some kind of online presence, then maybe.
Right.
But, you know, everything we've seen over the last 10 years say that the market's going opposite from terrestrial TV.
Right.
So that still may be a weak point to be in, unless, again, they parlay it into something online and create an online network of their own.
And I want to just step to the side slightly and say, we could do the podcast. We could do...
Right.
We could stream it on iHeart. Mm-hmm. We could do all of this stuff that we're doing. Or you can be in a physical studio having... it feels legacy.
Right.
But it also feels like, hey, you can have someone in front of you physically.
Right. That works.
That works. That's a big plus. So, I don't know. It's just... I'm going to just hold my breath.
See what happens. I mean, sure. You go to the studio, record it, then... push it out to the ether.
Right.
The studio recording. Sure. Then they're just a recording venue.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Right. I just think they are at the point where they're available in 72% of all households.
And people don't even know it.
That's
strap that antenna on the roof, throw that antenna in the window, see what you pick up, and you're picking up some Sinclair
stations.
That's the
crazy thing about it, is like you don't even know.
Right.
And you're like, really?
Who are they in our local area?
Well, they will be WPIX.
Ah, okay.
They will be that.
Okay.
And with them purchasing all these specific stations, they're going to own 28 Fox stations.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy when you see some of these deals and you're like, oh, it's going to be 2.5 billion or 4 point whatever billion. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I start to dig a little bit to say, hey, well, what is this about? What do they do? You know, okay, they have radio and they have a couple of cable stations. Right. And, well, how come we don't really hear about them? And, you know, like I said, you dig deep enough and you're like, oh, this is who they are. Okay, got it.
So you know what's going to happen in a couple of years. They're going to get bought.
Probably.
They'll get picked up by Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to pick them up and watch. Fox gets them back.
Right.
Half the price that they paid.
Right. And it's just so funny how this game is going, and you're seeing, you know, the mergers and acquisitions happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what used to be the big fish is now a guppy, and guppies are swallowing big fishes, and you're like, ooh. But other than that, what are some things you got going on this week?
Well, you know, at the school, this is finals for us with the students. It's been a good week. The technology's been holding up. Products that they're using for exams, very, very stable. So we've had good experiences with them. I've got things going on with my police academy.
Ah, that's what I wanted to get to.
You knew you wanted to get there. Yeah, I've got to actually bring some paperwork up there this week before Friday. Friday is D-Day to have everything in so that I can be even more officially a candidate and then get scheduled for an interview.
So run the story back. Run it back a little bit.
How far to run back? So I guess it goes back years and years. But actually it starts probably about 10 years ago, standing at a parade. I think it was Labor Day parade around the neighborhood in beautiful Huntington, New York.
Okay.
And saw the auxiliary police officer standing there with the car, you know, just he's there guiding, helping, assisting. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's not bad. And let me go look into it. Go online, Suffolk County Police Department, look and see what an auxiliary police officer does. And basically you're eyes and ears for the community and eyes and ears for the police department, but you also assist in public events. So with us, of course, it's parades. It's if the U.S. Open comes through, assisting in traffic, things like that. But it's also if there is a declared emergency, either the governor or the president, you know, declares an emergency, then we become peace officers, so a little more law enforcement and assisting the community. But one day I said, you know, let me look into this a little more. So I did. Filed an application.
Okay.
And it took about a year before they got back to me. But they called back and said, yeah, we got your app. Come on in. Sit with a bunch of other people and just hear the basic story and get all your information together. It's a thorough investigation. So if you don't have your P's and Q's, I's dotted and T's crossed on your life, don't even think about doing it, because you get 75% of the background check that a full police officer gets.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
So what's missing of that 70%?
They don't go as far back into your employment history.
Okay.
So they want the last 10 years for auxiliaries. If you're going for a full police officer, they want everything you've ever done.
Okay.
There's some more. They want records for taxes for like 3 years. I think PD, they wanted like 5 years or more. I'm sure there will be when I have my interview, but they haven't even asked about that, the local references yet, the personal references yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure there will be some of that.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's pretty in-depth.
Pretty smooth. Pretty smooth. I know you're excited. The family's excited about it. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so this is a good opportunity to do something.
It's kind of, for you, it's just another phase, something else.
Something else.
You know, the goodness of Rich. Just simply amazing. And I've always told you, when I do grow up, eventually.
Go ahead, say it.
I want to be Rich Valdez.
And so do I.
Jeez.
When it's all done, I'll come in and work in uniform one day.
That's going to be great.
I'll warn you ahead of time, though. No, actually, no, I won't. Because if I do that, there'll be a full color guard downstairs waiting for me. Yes. No, I won't warn you.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm looking forward to it. So I'll know. They say that this group will probably go into the Academy and its evenings and weekends.
Okay.
In November-ish. And I think then we'd end up starting to get our precincts.
So it's going
to February, March.
So it's going to be about 6 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool.
What about you? What's going on? And what do you have planned for this week?
Oh, it's quiet this week. It's quiet as I've said before in previous weeks. We're still doing kitchen redesign.
How is that going? I'm looking for pictures.
I didn't send you anything yet.
I've seen like two. I've seen the cabinets with the kitchen and all that.
Oh, that's where we are.
Okay.
We're still stuck there.
Oh.
Because the fabricators came in and measured the countertops and for the granite.
Yep.
And that's where we are.
Okay.
But the home improvement specialist stated that's where we would be for about a week and a half, up to 2 weeks.
Okay, that's
fair. Waiting.
But so it's, you can use the sink.
No, there is no sink.
There's no sink.
There is no sink. Microwave is not connected.
Yes.
What I sent you was a photo op. Everything was in place.
Yes, it was. Okay.
And it looked so great. And you're like, oh, wow. This is
good.
No, nothing's connected.
Got it.
Water filtration
it's
behind
staged.
It. It's staged so that the fabricators can come in.
Yeah. Okay.
And do what they need to do.
It looks good so far.
It looks deceiving, but